Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. In an at times combative, televised town hall-style event last night, President Trump voiced skepticism about the effectiveness of masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus. And as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he also addressed questions about how much debt he has.
Moderator Savannah Guthrie asked Trump to address a New York Times story that reported his tax returns show he owes $400 million in loans that would come due in his second term. Trump didn't deny that he has that much debt, but he did downplay it.
When you look at vast properties like I have, and they're big and they're beautiful and they're well located, when you look at that, the amount of money, $400 million, is a peanut. It's extremely underlevered. And it's levered with normal banks. Not a big deal.
Trump added that he would not mind at all, saying who had lent him all that money, though he did not name names. Also during the town hall, Trump refused to condemn a conspiracy theory that promotes him, known as QAnon. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Doral, Florida.
At the same time, on a different network, Democrat Joe Biden held his own town hall. He criticized Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and his foreign policy, saying Trump embraces all the thugs in the world. Trump and Biden are scheduled to meet in one more debate next week. The coronavirus outbreak is driving up hospitalizations across the Midwest and the Great Plains. As Will Stone reports, the U.S. hit the highest number of new daily cases recorded in over a month, nearly 60,000.
More than half of all states have seen at least a 20% increase in new cases since the beginning of the month. Hospitalizations are at record levels in Midwestern states like Wisconsin and South Dakota. There are also big increases in Illinois, Ohio, and Iowa. Even New England and parts of the Southwest are seeing a rebound.
Will Stone reporting. C-SPAN announced it suspended its political editor, Steve Scully, for falsely claiming that his Twitter account was hacked. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Scully had been set to moderate a town hall event between Trump and his Democratic opponent, Joe Biden. Known for probity, Scully has an exceptionally measured demeanor, yet conservatives were condemning him online. As a college student, he had interned for then-Senator Biden. Trump attacked him on national television twice. Scully sought to privately message former Trump aide turned Trump critic Anthony Scaramucci asking, should I respond? Scully instead sent the message out into the world as a tweet. Scully is now apologizing for his false claim. The town hall was canceled. Trump contracted COVID and refused to participate from a distance. Instead, he took part in a town hall on NBC Thursday evening and spent much of the day trashing NBC and its moderator, Savannah Guthrie. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he was wrong not to wear a mask at the White House last month at a reception for President Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. Christie was one of several attendees who later was diagnosed with the coronavirus. Christie spent a week in the hospital. He says he thought when he entered the White House he had entered a safe zone, but he was wrong. The warring parties in Yemen are exchanging more than 1,000 prisoners. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports aid workers hope to build on this to bring an end to a conflict they call the world's worst humanitarian disaster.
They're still fighting on the front lines in Yemen, so the International Committee of the Red Cross had to organize carefully synchronized flights. The ICRC's Katarina Ritz calls it a complex operation meant to build confidence between the Saudi-led coalition and Iranian-backed Houthi rebels.
I think it's far too early to say that this is the precursor to a peace agreement. I wouldn't dare to say such things. I think there are many other things which need to fall into place.
But speaking via Skype, Ritz says she hopes this is a start. The UN envoy on Yemen echoes that, describing the prisoner exchange as an airlift of hope. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
A German utility company says it cut off the water supply for a Tesla factory under construction near Berlin because the automaker hadn't paid its bill. A spokeswoman for the company, WSE, says that Tesla was given repeated warnings, saying it can't treat Tesla any differently than other customers. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.